Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host for this podcast. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about social media. We've kind of touched on it a little bit in the past, but I wanted to share, actually, this is kind of a funny story, but I basically want to share some information from an infographic that I came across this week that I was trying to post on my blog, but for some reason, it wouldn't let me resize it small. So I figure what I'm going to do instead is I'm going to talk about it on my podcast today, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to share the link in the show notes to the actual infographic so you all can look at it and and check out the information and see it, because it's a really nice infographic that Salesforce actually put together. But it's called Hidden Social Media Features, and it must be something with that hidden, because they're hiding it real well on their website because they won't let me share it. It's so annoying. But I thought it would be good, because one of the ways for you to be able to share your message about your business is through social media. But what this infographic did is they kind of put together some little hidden features that you may not know about, and some helpful tips to be able to use things like Twitter and Facebook a little bit more effectively. So I'm going to go through. I'm going to kind of highlight some of the ones that I found were the best. And like I said, I will include the link to the infographic so you can look at it yourself afterwards, and that way you can get the benefit of all this great information. So I'm going to start off with Twitter. And Twitter is a cool marketing tool. It's a lot of people don't understand it and they have trouble utilizing it, and I'll probably get into this a little bit more in a future episode. But for now, I just want to share a couple of things that were mentioned here that I thought were interesting and that you might be able to do. So one of the things that happens when you're dealing with Twitter, you're building up followers, and maybe sometimes you find that there are people that you might want to unfollow. Well, instead of unfollowing them, you could do something else, as you could actually mute their account. And this allows you to remove their tweets from your timeline without them even knowing, which is a little clever thing. So the way to do this is you have to go up to the little gear icon up on the top right-hand side of your, when you're in Twitter, and there'll be the little settings, and you're going to look for when you're on a particular user that you want to unfollow, or well, actually you want to mute rather than unfollow. So you'll just click on that little new thing and you'll be able to mute them. And this is really helpful if other users are participating in chats or tweet bursts and you just don't want to, see their tweet right then. Another thing you can do, in which I did not even realize this as well, is that when you add a photo to a tweet, you can actually tag up to 10 people in the photo. And what's good about this is that those tags don't count against your 140 characters that you're limited to in your post. And this is actually kind of a neat way that you could connect with influencers, possibly about an event or a product launch. So, but I would be careful about doing this. You don't want to overdo it, and because you don't want to be seen as a spammer either. So just be a little bit judicious about the way you want to do that. The other thing you could do is you can, one of the things I thought was great is that if you use SlideShare, you can actually embed a SlideShare presentation directly into the tweet. And this way, followers can flip through your presentation without ever having to leave Twitter. So that's pretty cool. So when you're on SlideShare, I know that they'll have like an embed code that you can use, and that'll be great. So you can do that. And another tool that they mention here, and this is something I have used myself too, is you can find out who has unfollowed you. And to do that, you have to go to a website called Manage Flitter. manageflitter.com. Now, it's not Twitter, but Manage Flitter. So Manage FLITTER.com. And you can also sort your followers and lists by range of criteria. You can manage multiple Twitter accounts if you need to. You can even find out when most of your followers are online, so you can schedule tweets. And you can track keyword mentions. So that's pretty cool. Next one that has some cool little hidden features is Facebook. So Facebook, one thing you can do is make sure that you are, you know, people have, you can receive messages on Facebook, but sometimes, you're going to get messages from people that you're not connected to. And the only way you're going to be able to see those messages is to check the, when you go to your inbox, you have to find the other folder, and that's where you'll see those. Another thing you can do is you can access quick stats about how your posts are performing on Facebook by clicking, there's like a little insight button down on the bottom of, actually, let me double check this. I'm going to go to my Facebook page real quick because I'm looking at the picture they're showing me in this infographic, and I'm thinking it. This one might be a little bit off, but I think here I'm just it says there's a little View Insights button. So if you click on that View Insights button, it gives you the breakdown of likes, comments, and shares, how the posts look in the feed, and the actions people take on the post. So that's a good thing to do. Now, one hidden feature that a lot of people don't realize now is that when you are going through your Facebook feed, you're going through the news feed, and you come across an article that you like, but you don't really have time to read it right then, there is a save option in the drop-down menu under the top right corner of the post. So this save option shows up for links, for places, music, books, movies, TV shows, events. The only thing it doesn't show up for are plain text updates and photos. So obviously anything with a link, that's going to be a way to do it. And then you'll see it when you're on your main newsfeed over on the left-hand side, there will be a section called Saved, and that's where you can actually access those articles and links and things for a later time. Okay, so you can also, it also goes over some tips about how to like reorder your page sections and things like that, and other things, but I think that's good enough for now. You can probably look at that, look at the infographic to get that. They've also got a little tip here about Google Plus. Now, I have to confess, I've sort of had this, love-hate relationship with Google Plus. It's like, I know it's good for me. Actually, it's kind of like medicine. I know it's good for me, but I don't want to take it. Because I know it's good for SEO, but I just have had trouble just getting a lot of engagement in there, and I don't know. But if you're involved in Google Plus, I think there is still some validity to it. And if you want to do it, one thing you can do, this little cheat sheet shows you, is how to share your circles with others. So if you wanted to do that, you go to People in the left drop-down menu, you choose your circles, and then click on the circle you want to share. And then inside this little actions menu, you click on Share This Circle. And you can then compose a post that features this circle for others to follow. So, for instance, let's say you had maybe you want to share this. If you have like employees and you want to share maybe a list of influencers, social media influencers, people or resources, you've got a circle of resources, people, then you can share that with your team. So that would be a good option for that. Okay, then the next one we're going to talk about real quickly here is LinkedIn. And and this is something I have written about in my blog before and talked about during presentations I've done on LinkedIn. And it tells you how to be able to message someone that you're not already connected with. And this is a cool little hack that you can do. And the way that you do this is you join a common group. I mean, first off, if you see like a prospect and look for, if you have a group in common already, great, so much the better. But if not, see if you can join one of the groups that person belongs to. Because now group members can message each other without a direct connection. Isn't that cool? So all you'll do is you'll go to the group, you'll find that person's post, and then you'll click on the little drop-down arrow that'll show up there up on the top right-hand corner, and you'll select reply privately. And this gives you a cool way to be able to message them. So keep that in mind. That's a really great thing. Another thing you can do, which also comes in wonderfully handy, is you can download a list of your LinkedIn connections. So the way you can do this, and what you can do is when you do this, you'll get their name, their title, their company name, and the all-important email address. So this is cool. So what you'll do is you'll click on connections in the top menu, and then you're going to click on that little gear icon that appears in the top right corner. And then under advanced settings, the first option is going to be export LinkedIn connections. And I believe it gives you a choice of doing it like an Excel or a CSV file, something like that. So I highly recommend doing that every once in a while. It's a great way to be able to manage your connections. And then finally, they gave a couple more, but another one I have been starting to take advantage of, and I think it's a great way to be able to manage your connections, is you can create LinkedIn relationship notes. So under each connected profile that you're connected with, you can add an option. There's an option to add relationship notes. So you can put in there how you met. You can set reminders. Maybe you need to follow up with this person in like a week or a month. You've got contact information you can put in there, other important details. And what's the beauty of this is that all that information is kept private. Your connection doesn't see that. Only you see this information. So that's a really, really great thing. Finally, the last thing they talk about in this infographic is creating a showcase page. And these are niche pages that are branched off of your main LinkedIn company page. And they allow a company to promote specific products or market to a specific buyer. And so they show you how to do that. But I got to tell you, again, I'm sort of similar to how I feel about Google+. I sort of have this love-hate relationship with LinkedIn company pages now, too. When they first started them, I thought they were great because, number one, they allowed you to get recommendations. Well, you could put like different services and products right on that main LinkedIn company page, and then you could get recommendations for those services. So, you know, you've got testimonials right there, social proof that you've been able to help clients with whatever it is that you sell. But they got away with that. They got rid of the recommendations. They don't show on your company page anymore. So you can create these. You can create up to 10 free showcase pages. But you know what these really are? They're just another company page where you can post stuff. So frankly, I think these are really best for huge corporations like Dell, where they've got multiple product lines, you know, software, hardware. You know, it's great for those, but I think for small business owners and entrepreneurs, frankly, create a LinkedIn page. It's good for SEO purposes and just to be able to get out there. But I think, frankly, you're probably just as well served in concentrating on your LinkedIn profile and maximizing that with optimizing it with keywords, putting your information in there about how you help people, and then using groups and using the search features, all these things I know I've talked about in past podcast episodes about how you can use LinkedIn to generate leads for your business. You know, contact connections, offer them something of value, things like that. I think that is the best way to go. But anyway, so I just wanted to share that with you today. I thought it did have some great information. And so if you take advantage of the show notes, download the infographic, take a look at it, because I didn't mention everything that was in there. So you can look at that. And as always, I invite you to subscribe to this podcast and leave me a review on iTunes and Stitcher if you would be so kind, because I would love to know what you think. And you know what? Also, if you have any ideas for future episodes, that would be great as well. So until next time, I am Gloria Rand, wishing all of you peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Right Sales Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag #RightSalesSucceed.